the Mess It Up podcast, where we take your mess and turn it into a message. And now, here's the Bowtie Guy.
Hey guys, it's the Mess It Up podcast. It has been 6 years that we've been doing this. This is ostensibly our anniversary show. So welcome. Thank you for being here. If you've been here for all 6 years, and I know some of you people have, please send me a picture of yourself and either put it on our Instagram page, which is Mess It Up Podcast, or tag the show in it, or just send it to me at bowtieguy@messituppodcast.com. Or you can do the old text thing, which is 760-608-1942. But I would love to see your beautiful face and know that you are a, not just a long time, but an all-time listener for all 6 years. And I know there's at least two people out there that I believe fall into this category, but maybe more. Who knows? I don't keep track of all your listening habits. So let me know about that. Welcome to year six, as it were. You just heard how to email us and how to call me. You can also help the show out by giving us a rating and review on whatever podcatcher you're listening to. So we really appreciate that. Beyond that, there's not a lot except for our word of the week, which is beyond that. It's behind that. Our word of the week this week is subsequent. And subsequent means that something that's following, it's behind us, it's the next thing. It'll be, you know, there's this, and then subsequent afterwards, you get this. So after this, you get year seven, which biblically was a big year. That seventh year, the Israelites, Hebrews, Jews, however you want to categorize them, big on numerology, and that number seven is a special number in that culture. So we're coming up on the year of Thanksgiving here, the seventh year. So this should be an awesome year with the podcast. You just heard a tiny little voice there. It's our friend Kimberly from Roaming Dog. Welcome back.
Hi. And nice to be here.
I wanted to ask Kimberly. I didn't want to ask. I asked her on the show because Kimberly's going to be doing something fun this week. It'll be in the past once you hear this because of how the shows are coming out. But she's fixing to leave beautiful, sunny Southern California and head to...
Sunny?
Well, it is sunny. It's
today.
Not, and it's beautiful. It just ain't hot. Yes. We actually had snow in April right around us here. I heard they got 5 inches in Tehachapi this week.
Yeah, I froze my took us off yesterday.
So, but she's headed to the vacation wonderland that is Indiana.
Yes.
why are you going to Indiana in April?
I am going... I love how you worded that. Like I'm a crazy person going to Indiana in April.
And read into it what you will.
And lots of people are going there right now. They declared a state of emergency for the state because of the eclipse. They have so many people going.
Oh, that's right. The eclipse is happening.
We are not going to be there during the eclipse. Right. We are going to only be here in California, unfortunately.
Okay.
But we are going to Indianapolis. Indiana, Lake Winona, to go to a followership conference for...
I've been to Lake Naomi, but never Lake Winona.
Are you messing with my head?
I'm going with the Judds.
Where's Ashley in there?
Well, you know.
You know what? You just threw me off, you turkey.
All the campsites are Ashley.
Oh, man. Paul, you suck.
Welcome to the Mess It Up podcast. You
Thank
just got
you,
messed
Bobo.
Up. Yeah.
We are going. There's a podcast I've listened to for years.
Not this one.
Hey, I've listened to this one.
Right.
Off and on for years.
Just, it's a different, there are more podcasts.
Yeah,
you know,
yes,
out there.
There's more podcasts out there as we listen to the two knuckleheads talking right now. Brent Hansen was a DJ on Air One. I think I talked about him before on a different podcast with you. And he ended up having a producer that came in, Sherry. And they had left Air One. They were trying to find their way in the world for the people that loved them to find them. And they ended up creating a podcast, and it was fairly shortly after they had left Air One that I went and searched and found that. And so they have been doing that for about 11 years, I think, at this point in time.
And great name. What's the name of their podcast?
The Brant and Sherry Oddcast.
Oddcast. I love that.
It's an Oddcast. And Paul should have an Oddcast.
Yeah, because... I wish I could steal that in good conscience, but I know it would be theft. Yeah.
Yeah. So they've talked about doing different things over time, and they decided to have a followership conference that they are going to be hosting at Grace College in Lake Winona.
Now, you said that you were going to this followership conference, and I'm like, I don't get that followership. And all of a sudden it dawned on me, why is it a followership conference?
Because we are learning how to follow Christ better.
Yeah, we always get these leadership conferences. This is a followership. Brilliant.
Oh, yeah. And because throughout the week, you made a good point of mocking me every time I said followership. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, take that dagger and dig it in again, Paul.
Yeah. It's such a great idea and concept. I love that, that we don't teach people to be followers. We just teach everyone to be leaders, which means you've got these armies of one running around doing their thing.
Right.
And no one's... You know, like they said, if you're leading and no one's behind you, you're just on a hike.
Yes.
Or you're lost.
Well, and you've read his books. And so that mindset of being a follower, you know, is very much part of who he is. And, you know, I think Brant represents of following Christ. Mm-hmm. So that's the biggest thing. But the funny part about it is they ended up having one of the episodes recently, and they were talking about that they've been accused by two of the people that are going to be at the followership conference that they had stole the idea from them. So Mike Donahue from 10th Avenue North is going to be one of the guests there. And he's like, hey, I came up with that. You know, you took your idea from me, which was funny. And you hear him joking about it. And then Lance Ford is an author and a preacher. And so he said the same thing to Brant. And I thought that was actually really funny. So, but, you know, nonetheless, they're actually both going to be there as well. And I'm really excited just to see.
How many days is this conference?
So the conference is actually like major day. There's only one day, but it starts Friday evening. Full day on Saturday, and then Sunday they end up having like a wrap up and time for you to be able to talk a little bit more one-on-one if possible. And yeah, so 3 days total, but really just one major day.
Okay. And so you heard about this, you thought it was a good idea. What made you decide to pull up stakes and go halfway across the continent?
My mom.
Oh.
So really, we have been looking to try and possibly relocate out of California. We were talking about going to North Carolina because I've been there. My parents have not. I love that state. And so we were planning for my birthday to go to North Carolina. My mom kept hearing about the followership conference, and she said, do you want to do that? And I was like, actually, I really wanted to do that. Even more than trying to find a new home, I'm all, if I get to meet Brant and Sherry, that's the icing on the cake for me. So that's the reason that we are pulling up stakes, you know, in the lovely time of year, windy in Ridgecrest.
Yes.
To go to possible rain and cold in Indiana. We've been looking at the weather. We're like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It can be a little bit dreary, but you get to see what spring looks like in other places. So that's always fun.
I get to go get Caribou Coffee from a Caribou Coffee place because they don't have them on the West Coast. And I'm really excited about that.
There you go. The only place I've really done Caribou Coffee is Denver. Every time I fly through the Denver airport, they got Caribou. So I'm like, oh, okay, I'll try the Caribou.
And we get to have our layovers in Denver. So I'm excited about that. Excellent. So that'll be my time in Colorado, but it's okay. At least I get to see the Denver airport.
You know, and how long of a layer do you have?
I should know these things. I don't.
Is it a short one or a long one?
I don't know.
Long enough to eat?
I should know these things. I don't.
Okay, well, I am
the one that booked the flight, too.
I will say this. There is a great restaurant in the Denver airport in one of the terminals, the terminal that has Frontier in it. And I don't know which one that is, but you go past the food court and then there's a place. And I had the most insanely wonderful salad. It had like wintergreen in it, and just, it wasn't like here's some iceberg lettuce and a tomato and some carrot shreds. It was a salad that was just like, oh my gosh, like to the point where I would look on Trips and try to get a layover in Denver so I could go back and eat at that restaurant. So if you've been to the Denver airport, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking, it's called like local market or something like that. Anyhow, apparently it's a local restaurant and they've got a spot in the airport, but awesome. So going into this conference, anytime I go to a conference, I've always got expectations. One of my expectations is, you know, built on, why I would choose to go, because it's a, there's a bit of a commitment. You got to spend money to travel and mm-hmm. room and food and the time in itself. So obviously, and you're looking at it and saying, this is a good trade for money and time to spend time doing this. Why? What makes you think this is a worthwhile expenditure of your time and resources?
And what's funny is I usually actually don't spend money or time to go to conferences. So this one is actually out of my norm, my idiom, I guess. Mainly because, like I mentioned, following Brent and Sherry through the podcast for years, they are two people I highly respect, especially through the things that I've heard him say and reading the books that he's written. Mm-hmm. It's not about Brent and it's not about Sherry. They always bring it back to Christ.
Yeah.
And their whole perspective of leading people to the Lord isn't about, hey, one for me. You know, you always hear the, oh, planting seeds and watering them and then, you know, harvest. It's like all of those things. It's not the typical that you'll hear other people saying. That's not their perspective of it's about them. And, you know, one more, you know, person that I brought to the Lord. It's about God's timing.
Yeah.
And so for me to say, yeah, let's close for a week for the truck, it's because I know that their perspective on being followers of Christ is, it'll probably end up giving a different perspective than what I already have.
Okay. So gaining perspective, obviously being entertained a little bit because they're entertaining people.
Oh yeah, there's going to be dodgeball games and like some kind of crazy karaoke thing that they're going to do. Nice. My mom asked me, she goes, are you going to do the karaoke? I'm like, yeah, right. Listen, Paul gets to hear me sing, nobody else.
You pay the money, you do it. you take the opportunity. How many of those people you're probably ever going to see again that you don't know? And yeah, do every opportunity. Don't let an opportunity pass you by.
I've seen you break down in the truck. Do you want to see me like on the floor with my hip like out?
I'm saying no. Take the opportunities. You know, it's a fantastic thing. Yeah. So cool. And when you get you're leaving beforehand, you're going into Indianapolis. You're going to do the whole Indy 500 tour museum. Thing, mm-hmm. museum thing. And you're going to see some other food truck people and whatnot. So you're mixing business and pleasure and education.
I don't even think it's not even business. So even for the food truck that you just mentioned, just how I think that there's people that cross our paths for specific reasons. Mm-hmm. Paws Pork is a food truck that I followed out of Dayton, Ohio for 9 years.
And spell that for us.
P-A and then P-O-R-K.
Oh, paw, like your dad. Okay. I was trying to decide if it was push the button with the two lines or if it was the things on the end of a dog's hands, but it's
no,
P-A,
like
your dad.
Ma and paw, yeah.
Okay,
Paws
gotcha.
Pork.
Paws Pork.
Paws Pork. And it was a food truck that was on TikTok that was suggested when I was on there for a hot minute, which I, you know, am not any longer because TikTok. Anyways, so I've seen their, you know, I don't want to say failures. I've seen their hardships. I've seen their triumphs, you know, throughout the years. And it seems like every single time, like one of us will have something happen on our truck that's just like miserable, a generator dying, the engine dying on the truck, whatever. Like within a couple months, they would have the same thing or I would have the same thing. And I think just being able to encourage somebody from afar, even though I don't know them. I've never met them, but I'm really excited to do that. So
fun.
When I contacted her the other day and I said, hey, I'm this close. We are 2 hours away from Indianapolis to Dayton is 2 hours. And so I asked my parents before I said, we're doing it. Can we do this? So that's what I'm
going to
do. Yeah.
Nice. So you're going halfway across the country to meet people. I love that concept. I'm going to meet people. You've got a goal. That is awesome. Well, I mentioned that this is, you know, anniversary show for us. And I remember when I first started doing blogging, a person that I worked with at the time was like, well, that's a big commitment. Will you be able to, you know, do that every week for so long? I said, yeah, I got it. And then when I started doing podcasts, I'm like, yeah, you're just not going to have the follow through on it. So here we are 6 years later, haven't missed a show. Very excited about that. And so I was looking at the list of songs that Bev had given me, and one of them is called Hallelujah Anyway. And I thought, well, that's a great song for our anniversary. So this is Wren Collective with Matt Maher. Hallelujah Anyway. I'm going to give you about 90 seconds of it. We'll be back on the other side to talk about that, talk more about followership and whatever else we decide to talk about because, you know, basically.
I don't know yet.
It's what happens. So here's Wren Collective and Matt Maher with Hallelujah Anyway. There you go, Little Wren Collective. I will say this, seeing Wren Collective, just a lot of fun. We saw them open for Mercy Me, I believe it was, a year ago. And he was talking and saying something about U2 and, you know, saying being from Ireland, you know, U2 are, you know, there's God and then there's U2. So
I think that's kind of true in a lot of people's minds.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, I'm down with that. And they're just goofy Irish guys dancing and playing funny instruments on stage. Yeah. Really just a hoot. So you knew this song. I didn't even need to play it for her in the break.
No.
What's the thing in this song for you?
Well, I like the music. I like the folk style music that they have with the, you know, Mumford and Sons.
Mumble and Sons.
Yeah, Mumble and Sons. But the one line I like the most and is let it rise, let it shine, you know, and then they kind of just belt out in Hallelujah Anyways. I think there's a lot of times that we end up just feeling like we are not able to be ourselves or be able to express what we're feeling. And it's like, nope, if with Christ, we're able to let it rise and let it shine and Hallelujah Anyways.
Yeah.
And I think that actually, it's funny because that goes back to being that follower. If I'm truly following what the Lord's leading me to do or say, I don't have to worry. You know, the world's always going to try and cast you down. So,
yeah. And it's, you know, for me, it was that even if. That's the thing that jumped out to me right away because I have a lot of even if. Mm. And I don't know who pointed this out to me, but at some point in my life, someone pointed out that there is a difference between happiness and joy, that I don't have to be happy to find joy. And right. When it says count it all joy, that doesn't mean that things are good.
Yes.
It just means look for the joy in it and the growth that happens in it. And that's an important reminder for me because it can be easy when I get frustrated, when it's, you know, difficult to see where things are going, when, you know, we've been trying now since we're going into the prison in October of 2023.
Oh, wow.
And here it is, April of 2024, and we're not
like,
in
wait,
the prison
you are?
Yet.
Oh, good.
Because we just keep on needing one more document. And that's frustrating. And it's easy for me to let my frustration get in front of my joy and block it.
Right.
And that's...
And I think also is that that's where being reminded continually, we hear it, we don't want to hear it. Is God's timing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been sharing that with you recently that I'm being reminded a lot of he needs me to be quiet and he needs me to wait. And that's really Yeah, it's very frustrating. Yeah. Mine isn't trying to go into prison, but I have my other, you know, I have other stuff that I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
But, you know, your comment just now, I had actually heard that on a clip on Instagram, and the guy made the comment. He said, Jesus never promised us happiness. Mm-mm. The one thing he promised continually in his, you know, was peace.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's so true, because that's one thing that a lot of times people end up saying, you know, don't you just want to be happy? And I'm like, well, yeah, everybody wants to be happy, but I know that's not what Christ is looking for us to have. He wants us to have peace and to have our joy be full. And even with that sign that I have on the truck, you know, joy is an enduring sense of well-being despite your circumstances, which actually is a quote from Bran Hansen, and it's a modified version from a quote that Dallas Willard had in his books.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, and I have that up there because it is a good reminder to me that joy is not happiness.
Yeah. Yeah. And the fact that I might not be bombarded by something, but just the aura, the hint, the odor of it in the air, that negativity. You all know that I watch a lot of English football, and we have a guy on our team who is known for on corner kicks, where the team kicks the ball from the corner toward the goal. We have a guy on our team, and his job is to stand close to the goalie. Mm. And he can't bump into him because that's breaking the rules. He can't grab him because that's breaking the rules. But he's done this enough that when he's there, it distracts the goalie, because the goalie doesn't know what this guy's going to do because he's so good at causing problems. He's in his head.
Yeah.
And Satan doesn't have to hit me over the head. Sometimes he can just like whisper in my ear, psst, I'm over here. And my ADD takes over, and I'm like, oh, you know, shiny, hot, and sulfur smelling. Let me check that out. And I get distracted.
That's
and,
mustard on a hot dog.
Yeah, I get knocked off of my game because I'm so worried about what somebody else is trying to do to me instead of worrying about what I'm supposed to be doing. If I do my job properly, doesn't matter what the other people do.
Right.
They're just doing their stuff. And yeah. I can't control the other 8 billion people on the planet. Can't even control this one person. So I need to do it. So yeah. So I like the even if.
Yeah.
And the rising is good too. So yeah. Cool. When you go to this conference, you said there's, you know, the Friday thing and then the Sunday kind of after thing. The main thing is on Saturday. So when you're there at a conference, and you said that you don't necessarily like conferences. I love conferences. I love, for me, a conference is several things. I like to see a lot of people. I love to be in a big crowd, and I just love to be around people. Mm-hmm. But I also like to gather information, whatever it is. Doesn't matter if it's information that I think I need to know. I just like to know things.
Right.
How are you going to take this conference in? Are you going to be, like I said, up front participating in everything, or are you going to sit back and watch? How do you gather at an event like this?
So I actually really don't even know what the itinerary is for the whole thing. This is how I really just didn't care. I just wanted to go. So I don't know what.
So
the
you're
day...
not putting a toe in the water at all. You are just jumping in.
I
the
am
pool
totally jumping
and
in.
Just hoping...
You know why? Because I trust the people that are putting it together.
That's a big statement right there.
I do.
That's big, because a lot of times, you know, we talk about this in recovery, like, all right, step three is turning our lives and will over to the care of Christ. Right. But sometimes we don't. Sometimes I stick my toe in the water. I'm like, how does it feel?
Right.
Do I really want to do this? And, you know, if you see me in Hawaii, I'm like the guy that's going in and just like inch at a time, instead of just jumping right in.
Right.
Because I'm not sure if I want to get all the way in the pool. Sometimes I want to get back out. And yeah, so that's really... I think that's a salient point, that you trust them.
Yeah.
So you'll jump in their pool.
You know, and you just reminded me of at the end of a song from Torrin Wells that I keep hearing. I think it's Torrin Wells. Maybe it's Taylor, somebody else. It doesn't really matter. But at the end of this song, it talks about there's a preacher, and he says, sometimes we have to let go of trying people on before we love them.
Mm.
And it's...
You said it was Taylor. That could be a Taylor Swift song.
No, not that type of trying on. It was just talking about, you know, you have to love people that don't look like you, that don't dress like you, that don't vote like you. And there's a part of that this preacher is saying, you know, we have to let go of that. So when you just said that about trust. I made this comment actually this morning to somebody that I was talking to. I said, I don't trust people easily. And that is part of my general nature. God has definitely worked on me over the past, I'm going to say past 10 years, that I know when I'm able to trust people. I mean, it's crazy because I still let you in the trailer all the time. But joking aside, you know, there are those people that I just know that they are not going to sabotage me. They are not going to end up letting me... They're not going to let me sabotage myself either.
Yeah. Well, you know? And that makes it so you don't have to spend time solving that problem.
Right. Well, I think that's why, you know, I didn't really look at the itinerary for the whole thing was because I really didn't care what we do. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could sit in the room and they could just talk at me and I'd probably be just
right.
fascinated with that
It's like going to a concert. I don't know what the set list is going to be.
Right.
I just know I want to go hear them play their music.
Yes.
And maybe some other stuff.
Yeah.
Just see what happens. I just want to go and be part of that.
Yeah. You know, and as I mentioned, they had some other people that are going to be participating. Mike Donaghy is one of the people on Instagram that I frequently see his videos and they're just these nuggets. And I had shared one with my sister and my mom the other day that it's for him, he died three times. Basically he had gotten in a car wreck when he was in high school. He was upset because this whole world had kind of changed. I mean, they had to resuscitate his heart and he'd been out for like 3 minutes and he kind of jokes about it saying, oh, I met Jesus. And he's like, no, I didn't. But he ended up asking for a guitar when he was laid up in high school, and look at where he is now for the ministry for, you know, 10th Avenue North and his songs. I mean, I heard Times, you know, this morning, and it's one of those songs that almost brings me to tears because I'm like, yeah, I mean, there's all those times in our life
that
we are reflective and, you know, or we're very joyful or whatever it might be, but everything has its time. And then Lance Ford, he's the one that wrote the Starfish and the Spirit, and it was talking about once again, here's where the followership thing comes in, because you end up having it. So there's Starfish and the Spider years ago that was a secular book. If you squash a spider, you know, it dies. A starfish, if you cut off one of the limbs, it will grow back. And the whole thing is that you don't have one head of a person at a church. Because if you end up having it where, like what happened with Mars Hill or other, you know, churches that we've seen, Hillsong, the whole thing gets destroyed. And people lose sight that that person may have fallen from grace, but that doesn't change who Christ is.
Yeah.
And so often people have their hope in the pastor or in, you know, maybe the person going into jails or, you know, that are ministering. It doesn't matter. It's not about the person. It's about Christ because, you know, Kimberly Parent doesn't bring salvation. Jesus Christ does.
Right.
I mean, and I'm going to do things that are going to fail people. I've had people make those comments to me. Yeah. Going, I thought you were a good Christian girl. And I go, yeah, that was really a bad witness. But I'm still human and I am still kind of stupid sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm all three of those things.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean I'm perfect. That was not one of the qualifiers. No.
So, having the other people, you know, once again, they're people that I may not have listened to as long, but I trust what they're going to say is not going to be about them. I genuinely believe it's going to be bringing it back to following Christ in a special way.
Yeah. So, yeah. Cool. Very cool. Well, I think it would be really interesting if in this followership conference, they just, the speakers all go to the back of the room and talk from behind you. That would be a great little twist on things.
Yes.
I would like that.
And knowing them, it just might be that.
And it's funny, you know, you talk about 10th Avenue North. The last time I saw them was in Palmdale, just off of 10th Avenue West.
Oh, really?
Which the whole day I was throwing me off, like, what band am I seeing? Is it 10th Avenue West or 10th Avenue North? Oh, no. They go. Yeah, so I had to do a lot of brain thinking when I was talking about that show. So, well, cool. Thank you very much for sharing this. We'll have Kimberly come back afterwards to tell us what happened there and give the subsequent story of the followership conference. Friends, don't forget to use subsequent in your sentences. Get 10 points every time you do. Don't forget to check us out on Instagram. Don't forget to give us a rating and a review on your favorite podcatcher. And if you're bored, go to other podcatchers and do the same thing. Send me email at bowtieguy@messituppodcast.com or send me a text or give me a phone call at 760-608-1942. Really appreciate you guys being here for all these 6 years. It has been my pleasure. I'm really excited for things that I've got planned for coming up in the next year. You'll find out about those when they happen, but I don't want to say them in case I change my mind or they fall through. But just know we will be back next week with another show of mirth and merriment, and we will see you next time we mess it up.
See ya.
Thanks for checking out the Mess It Up podcast. If you've got any questions or feedback, please email info@messituppodcast.com. Don't forget to share with your friends, and we'll see you next time we mess it up.